We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I think we need an update.
What is this?
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I feel like I'm living an episode of Days of Our Lives right
Why?
Now. Young Love.
Oh.
With my seventh grade son.
I love this. I love that we've had an update every single day this week.
He's in this secret relationship that is really not so secret because his mom and I check his phone. So we see his text right there. He's not deleting his texts. But what's amazing to me is that he is denying it.
Oh, he is.
Here's what happened yesterday afternoon. So I had the opportunity to spend like a half hour in the car with Will because we drove to the batting cages to get some work in. And I know that this text exchange with this girl has been going on for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
We've established that. There's young love in the air. And so yesterday we're in the car and I say to him, I said, hey, here's how I broke the news. I threw his mom under the bus a little bit. I said, hey, buddy, I said, your mom wanted me to ask you, is there anything we should know about this girl that you've been texting?
You called her by name, though?
I did. I should come up with a fake name for her. Let's call her
Anne.
Anne. All right. I said, is there anything going on with you and Anne that we should know about? Because mom's been noticing a lot of texts.
Ooh, I bet he did not like that.
He's like, what do you mean?
Right. Immediate defense.
And again, I know everything that's going on, but I'm trying to establish the connection with my son by throwing my wife under the bus and blaming her for all this. I'm like, she's noticed some texts between you and this girl, and she's just curious about what's going on. It's totally fine. And she said, and he's sitting back there, and he's lying to my face.
He is?
He's like, no, nothing's going on. She's just a girl. She's on my track team. That's it. And he's like, all we talk about is track. And I'm like, oh, really? All you guys text about is track? Yeah, that's pretty much it. What time track starts? What events you're going to be competing
all the while
with.
You have been reading, you've been snooping through his phone, and you know all the text messages.
I'm like, what a liar. And you would think Aww. He would be smart enough to know that we're reading the text and we know exactly what's going on. But he's,
you would think at 12?
But he's lying to me.
Yeah.
So he's not letting me in the inner circle.
He's probably embarrassed. Everyone's embarrassed of their first crush.
I guess so. So this is normal to you? This is normal behavior?
I think it's normal. I mean, I remember when I had my first crush and my parents asked me about it, I cried.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I don't like him. And I cried. So you should count your blessings.
So you denied your first love as well?
Yeah, of course. I feel like everybody does. Okay. Until you get to the age where it's cool to like people, you gotta act tough.
So here's how I wrapped it up. I just said, look, I said, it's completely normal at 12 years old, seventh grade, to have a crush. And I said, if you want to talk to this person on the phone, if you want to spend time with them outside of school, that's totally fine. We support it.
And what did he say?
Okay.
Shut up, Dad. That's what I was waiting for. I don't like her, Dad.
So I'll keep you updated on that.
I love it.
As far as young love. The Days of Our Lives is the junior edition happening in my life right now.
It's real life, Real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, we're having a Q Morning Show family meeting coming up after 7 this morning. There's stuff we need to talk about. So that is on the way. Friday music news. There's a lot.
First, we've been waiting for this, though, for ever.
Some of it we have been waiting for.
Forever. Well,
first of all, we should mention that Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour dropped last night on Disney Plus.
The 18 millionth version of The Eras Tour dropped on Disney Plus. We're moving on.
4 new songs. I'm curious. Did anybody sit down on their couch at 9 p.m. last night and watch the Eras Tour all the way through again?
No, not me.
Because if you are, I would love to hear from you. I'm not so sure about Morgan.
No, I would not.
I would love to hear from you.
I mean, of course, I'd love to hear from all of our listeners, but
you can text in to 216-474-0104. Let's talk about this. Yesterday on the Today Show, Meghan Trainor announced a new tour.
I have another announcement. Uh-huh. I, for the first time in 7 years. Oh, wait, I have so many. Here we go. First time in 7 years, I'm going back on tour.
Yes. Yes.
And Blossom Music Center is on the schedule.
Yay.
September 27th. Blossom Music Center. Tickets go on sale soon. We're going to have free tickets for Meghan Trainor next week.
Are we going to get to the moment we've all been waiting for?
Okay. Well, I was going to play Meghan Trainor's song. You don't want to hear it?
Oh, gosh.
I will play it if you don't want to hear it.
Not when there's new Justin Timberlake to listen to.
All right. So no Meghan Trainor. Skip over Meghan Trainor.
Do you want to listen to Meghan Trainor?
Well, she dropped a new song. I did
just play it.
Okay. Because I've been like this. Wow.
Sounds like every Meghan Trainor song ever put out into the universe.
Meghan Trainor and T-Pain on that one. It's called Been Like This. Okay, so last night, also dropping the entire album from Justin Timberlake. Everything I Thought It Was.
Oh my gosh.
Did you listen to it on the way into work today?
No, I didn't.
I forgot too. I was driving in. Well, I didn't remember until I got here. I was like, oh, I wanted to listen to that on the way in today.
I'm the type of person, though, a first listen, I have to allot enough time to listen front to back. Like, I cannot stop in the middle of an album. I need to give it one full listen and then, you know, pick my favorites from there.
18 new Justin Timberlake tracks. Here is cut 17. This is the song with NSYNC. It's Paradise. 'Cause I waited.
Was putting CDs in the CD player.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out if NSYNC fans are happy with that one.
I love it.
Again, the text machine is open. 216-474-0104. How about one more JT track?
Please.
This is cut 3 on the album. It's called No Angels. All the good girls. There you go.
JT is back. He is back. And I'm so excited.
And I just said, there you go. That's another dollar.
Oh, wow. That's twice in 1 hour.
That's $12 now in the There You Go jar. Yeah. So the entire album is available now from Justin Timberlake. If you would wait until 10 o'clock to stream that.
Yeah. We'll be done at 10 o'clock and then you can listen to it all day long.
Yeah. Stay with us because we do have a family meeting on the way this morning, right after 7. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. So we have called a family meeting this morning.
An emergency press conference?
Yes, exactly. Look at it like a press conference. Thank you for being here, by the way, because family meetings in my house are mandatory to attend by my two boys. Here on the radio show, that's not the case, obviously. It's not mandatory to be here, so we do appreciate it. The reason that we have called this meeting is because we have an announcement that affects the future of this show. And so, Morgan Wright, the floor is yours.
Well, before we get into it, let's make bets on whether or not I'm going to cry. Do you think I'm going to cry?
I don't know.
I'm going to. I think I've cried every tear that's been in my body,
but it's tough.
I am nervous.
It's tough. It's sometimes, and I've learned this from doing radio, I will cry when I'm thinking about a segment or I'm putting together a segment. But then when it's time to actually record or to do the segment live, then I don't cry.
Right.
And I think it's just how we're trained that it's live radio. Sometimes we're in control of our emotions. So,
right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. But to rip the Band-Aid off, I have an announcement to make, and the tears are welling, so that didn't last very long. But my time on the Q Morning Show is coming to an end. Oh my gosh, gross. See, that didn't last very long. Let me just start by saying nothing happened, because I know immediately everybody's initial reaction is going to be, why? What could have happened? What is wrong? Nothing is wrong. And I think that's what makes this so hard. This truly has been the most difficult decision of my adult life. I mean, it really has been. It's been a lot of conversations with my husband, David, a lot of time praying about the situation, a lot of time talking to my mom about the situation. So really, just to put it all out there, I've decided not to renew my contract, which is up in 2 weeks. So today is not, we're not saying goodbye today. But, you know, I've been having this internal struggle, basically just knowing that I could stay in this job and I could stay in this position and be content for a very long time. But I don't know if I want to be content. I have worked here for 9 years. I've been on this morning show for 6 years. And every moment of my life, I have shared on this show. Big life changes like graduating from college, having my first apartment by myself, falling back in love with David, getting engaged, getting married. It's all happened on this show. So it's such a huge part of me. And I'm going to miss it very much. But like I said, I have a choice of either staying in my comfort zone or taking a big risk, following my heart and seeing where that road will lead me. I don't know where that road is going to lead me. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see into the future and say in 5 years, this is where I'll be. But I know that even though this is the hardest decision that I've had to make, I want to take the risk. I don't want to play things safe. I don't want to look back on my life and wonder, what if I would have tried this instead of staying where I'm comfortable forever? So the decision has been made. Everybody has been told. And now, in my opinion, one of the most important people have been told, and that's our listeners. I cannot say thank you enough to our listeners who, like I said, have been with me through every big life moment and small life moment and silly life moment. And the family that we've cultivated, I do not take it for granted whatsoever. Obviously, Bill, thank you to you. You're such a great partner. And whoever is going to fill my seat, I know is going to be in such good hands. If you need to know anything about Bill, it's that his number one priority and driving factor when it comes to this show are the listeners. Everything that Bill does is for you. So I feel like, you know, you are just going to go pedal to the metal and it's going to be great. Our bosses have been so great and so supportive, and it's been tough. I've never quit anything in my life. I mean, even when I was a kid in softball and was the catcher and the gear weighed more than I did and I didn't want to wear it because it was too heavy and I was crying, I never quit. So to walk away from something that I love truly is difficult, but it's the decision that I've made. I feel at peace with it. There's 2 weeks left, so let's just make it the best 2 weeks that we can.
What are we going to do with all those Morgan and Bill coffee mugs?
I said we could put like a little in memoriam at the bottom of them if you really want.
So if anybody is wondering why my reaction isn't surprise and shock, it's because I've known about this.
Right. We've had the conversation.
Since what? Tuesday of last week.
Yeah.
And it was initial surprise and shock. I think I was in shock for most of the day.
Yeah. Which I understand.
I've got lots of other thoughts and emotions too, but I don't think we need to get into that right now. You know, today should be about your announcement. It should not be how it affects me or my thoughts on anything. I think it's about you today, and you're going to be here for another 2 weeks. There's plenty of time to get into all of my stuff, and the future of the show and everything that comes with it. But today it's about you. 216-474-0104. If you want to call into the show, if you want to chime in on the announcement. Otherwise, we're going to get back to a regular Friday show.
Yep, let's do it.
Morgan's here for another 2 weeks, so.
Love y'all.
We're continuing on as normal this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
If you want to be my lover.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show.
What's this, bagpipes? What is this? Is this Amazing Grace? You're such an idiot.
I was really having difficulty choosing a song because we had this sad moment. But it's Friday.
Shut up.
And it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. So I'm compromising here. Are you doing all right over there?
No, I'm really a mess. I feel like I can't even talk. I knew it was going to be hard because, like, change is hard, and I've just avoided it for most of my life. And I knew it would be hard, but, like, I do feel just so sad. And I'm struggling. And this is a downside of radio, is that you're supposed to be happy and funny and laugh all the time. But I'm really struggling. I want to say thank you to all the texts that are coming in. They're making me cry my eyes out.
They're pouring in right now. Like, I'm getting motion sickness looking at the text machine because they just keep coming in and I can't stare at the text. But yeah, you did great with your announcement. I mean, you stayed strong through the announcement, but then as soon as we turned off the mics, Morgan had to leave the room. And of course, I'm not helpful at all in this situation because I'm very, very uncomfortable and I'm trying to make jokes because that's what I do when I'm uncomfortable.
No, I'm glad. Honestly, hearing a little Spice Girls made me feel a little bit better. Honestly, the bagpipes made me feel a little bit better. So, you know, it's just the little things. We'll take the little W's.
The calls are coming in as well. Macy is listening in Brooklyn. Macy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I was doing good. I actually texted you guys good morning this morning and then I texted back, never mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to ruin your morning. But the thing is that when Morgan and I started the show 2 years ago, we said at the beginning, we're like, let's make a pact. We're going to share everything. We're going to whatever thought that we have, whatever feeling that we're having, whatever is going on in our lives that we believe that the people that listen to the show would want to be a part of. We're going to share it with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's what this morning was about. So many times in radio, and I've been working in radio a long time. So many times the person that you are listening to on the radio, you get it. You get invested in their life, become a big fan of them, and then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Yeah.
I was so into this wedding block story and everything that was going on with it.
The what story?
The wedding block. We got the wedding block. We booked the hotel. No worries. We put a bow on that one.
Yeah, that's still happening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Macy. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's every morning.
Deanne is in Olmsted Falls. Is that right, Deanne?
Yes.
Good morning to you. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling really sad. I've been listening to Q104 for a very long time. Bill, you know that.
Deanne.
You were the OG.
Deanne has been listening to this show the first time that I was on the Q Morning Show.
Yeah. 20 years ago?
Which was 2000 through 2002. That's amazing that she remembers that. You might be the only one that remembers that, Deanne.
No, your voice. Like, the instant I heard your voice, I was like, that's got to be Bill Ryan. But... Morgan, thank you so much for sharing your life with us. We love hearing your stories, and also, you know, that you're not like in a different generation than Bill and I, but you kind of are, and it's just so much fun to listen to you. So I just wish you the best of everything in life.
Thank you, Deanne.
Thank you. I can't speak. Sorry, I can't speak. Help me.
How are we going to continue this show
this
morning?
I don't know. I'm glad we didn't do our other phoner, because I would have been like, stalking your ex.
This is going to be, this is almost like it's good practice for me, because in 2 weeks, Morgan's going to go away. I don't know who's going to be here. Yet it might be me by myself.
Right. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm frightened, but again, I'm not going to get into that right now. It's not about me this morning. It's about you. Okay. So let's take a break here. We're going to come back with something.
We don't know what. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold it together.
Teddy Swims on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. So as I'm getting ready for the show this morning, and I'm perusing different websites looking for stuff to talk about, I see this headline. Teacher warns, mewing is the latest disrespectful classroom trend.
Mewing? Like mooing?
I think it's pronounced mewing.
With a U.
Yes. Not
mewing.
Not like mooing like a cow. Like,
what's mewing?
Mewing. Because I've heard both my sons use this word. I don't know what it is, but this teacher is saying that the mewing trend is probably going to be the final reason that I decide to never return to the classroom to ever again. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this? So 216-474-0104, especially if there's teachers that aren't in the classroom yet, if you've experienced mewing, and you can tell us what it is. So I did decide to call my 12-year-old son, Will, who's in the 7th grade. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you heard of mewing before? Because I believe that I've heard you say the word.
Yes, I have heard of mewing before.
Okay, so what is mewing?
So mewing is like a straight jawline underneath your jaw. So you can, like, I guess... get handsomer.
What?
More handsome.
It's a strong jawline.
It's a strong jawline. But why would that be disrespectful to the teacher? Why is that disrespectful to a teacher? Do you know?
I don't think it's disrespectful, but I guess the teacher thought it was disrespectful because of, kids using it too much.
Okay, using it too much. Like, all right, yeah, man, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. Why would that make this teacher want to quit?
As usual, Will, I'm more confused than I was going in when I have conversations with you. So it's something to do with your jawline, though, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know if you've ever mewed before in your life?
Never mewed.
All right. Just do me a favor. Don't do it. Because I've got one teacher here saying it's disrespectful. Don't do it. Have a great day at school today. I'll see you after school.
Okay.
Bye, right. Will.
Love you. Okay. 216-474-0104. If you can explain mewing. Q104.
You said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out.
Tate McRae, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. We're talking about mewing. It's a word that I've heard. It's a word that I don't understand what it is. But then I saw where a teacher is claiming that mewing is the latest disrespectful classroom trend.
Right.
And she's ready to quit teaching over it. I called my son Will, who is 12 years old. It seems like, just along with many things, Will only knows about 30% of what's going on there.
He was kind of right. What did he say about, it was something about having a strong jawline, but we don't know any of the context.
Right. James is in Strongsville. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you heard of mewing?
Yeah, actually very recently, and it wasn't until I heard Will on air that it all clicked when he said the jawline.
Okay.
So mewing, I just discovered this on social media probably maybe 2 days ago, if not even yesterday. Mewing, you, with your mouth closed, you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, and then you suck really hard. And what that does to your appearance is underneath your chin, that little saggy area everybody has underneath their chin, it sucks it up and makes you look skinnier and makes your jawline look straight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just tried to do it. It hurts. It's not like a comfortable thing to do.
I tried it, too, when I discovered it. It's not comfortable at all.
Okay.
As far as disrespectful, I don't understand the correlation between that and being disrespectful, so you still got me on that one.
Okay, maybe it has something to do with where if you make that face in the classroom, depending on what if your teacher is instructing you on something or perhaps disciplining you on something, and you make that face.
Yeah,
I can see where that would be disrespectful.
Yeah, maybe it's like sticking up the middle finger with your tongue.
We'll go with that.
Let's go to another potential expert on this, on mewing. It's Ryan in Twinsburg, who is 13 years old. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so did you hear what James had to say? Is that an accurate definition of mewing?
I would say it's pretty close, because when you put your tongue at the top of your mouth, you put it as flat as you can. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you suck in. If you feel your jawline, like, it'll feel more defined. Mm-hmm. And like, you'll just have like a better appearance. I don't see why it would be disrespectful more than what your son said, like, than just the overuse of it.
Okay.
But I don't have problems with it.
Okay. So are you a mewer?
My friends and I do it, but like, we joke around.
You do it. Why though? Like, why do you do it?
As a joke.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe it's happening too frequently in the classroom.
Yeah.
Like, maybe everybody's doing it all at once and the teacher is like, I've had enough.
Well, it is like a trend.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think I understand it a little bit more. I still don't get it. It's like, so you invite a bunch of friends over to your house and you guys say, hey, let's mew for a while.
No.
It's like a reaction, right?
Right.
Okay.
You guys want to play Fortnite? No. Let's mew.
Suck our jaws in together. So weird.
All right, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Have a great day at school today. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Did we learn a lot?
Not really, I don't think, but we're trying.
I guess maybe we need to see mewing in the wild. Like, we need to actually see it happen.
I'm sure you could look it up on YouTube and there would be some type of 20-minute compilation.
That's what we need. Battle of the Burbs is on the way for one more time this week. try to win those Dune movie passes. So today it is a 5-question trivia challenge. Although it might be a 4-question challenge because Morgan has agreed to allow me to use an audio question today.
Yes.
Because it is St. Patrick's Day this weekend. So we have an audio St. Patrick's Day. And are all the questions St. Patrick's Day related today?
Yes, okay. Of course.
So Battle of the Burbs on the way next, the Q Morning Show.
The land starts their day with the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
The St. Patrick's Day edition of Battle of the Burbs. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players. First up, we're going to Stowe, a graduate of Strongsville High School. This is Aurora. Aurora, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Danny in Bay Village. Danny went to Lutheran West. Welcome, ladies, and good luck on Battle of the Burbs.
It is a St. Patrick's theme Battle of the Burbs today. Your name is your buzzer, so if you think you know the answer, say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to give your answer. Here we go with question number one. What are the three colors in the Irish flag?
Danny.
Aurora.
Danny.
Orange, green, and white.
That is correct. Question number two. If you find a four-leaf, one of these, you get good luck.
Danny. Aurora.
Danny.
Clover.
Clover is right. Danny leads 2-0. And now it's time for Bill's special question that he asked permission to do yesterday. Go ahead, Bill. The floor is yours.
Yay. No time limit on this. It's really the first one to guess this song. And what's the score again?
It's 2-0, so Danny could win with this.
All right. Danny, Aurora, listen up. This is your song. Anyone?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. You guys.
It might be really difficult to hear on the phone.
Honestly, Bill, I've worked with you for 2 years. This is my favorite thing you've ever done. Ever. Ever.
So
hey,
sorry.
Now you're an all-star with the bagpipes. Are you kidding me?
Yes, and I played it myself.
Okay. Danny still leads 2-0. Question number three. McDonald's makes a green one of these.
Aurora.
Danny.
Shamrock Shake.
Yes, that is correct. Danny still leads 2-1. Aurora could tie with this and force a tiebreaker question. What is the musical instrument consisting of a bag, which is inflated?
Danny. Aurora.
Danny for the win.
Bagpipe.
A bagpipe. There you go. All I do is win, no matter what. So you didn't know the song, but you knew it was being played on a bagpipe.
Yeah.
That probably just sounded like noise on the phone, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it probably did, but I loved it.
Danny, what do you got planned for this St. Patrick's Day weekend? Anything good?
Taking my kids to football.
Oh, like the flag football?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I see that going on all over the place. Do you go to T3 for that?
Force.
Force. All right. Well, enjoy that, watching your kids play sports this weekend. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We've got Dune movie passes for you.
Awesome.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill. Morgan is a frequent traveler.
I am.
She's been to more places in the world than I have. I mean, you've been all over the world.
I have.
Different countries, different continents.
Yes.
I've only been to Canada and Mexico for like 8 hours.
That's okay. You know, not everybody has the travel bug. I definitely have it.
Someday in my life, I will do that, I think. But it's probably when all the kids are out of the house.
Right.
So I'm glad that you're doing your traveling now, because when you have kids,
it's not happening.
It's much more difficult. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But you found something that Frontier Airlines is doing for frequent travelers.
Yeah, if they want.
And people who may get annoyed by traveling. Who get anxiety about sitting next to someone on the plane or whatever the case may be. What is Frontier doing?
They are offering an empty middle seat upgrade. So basically what it's saying is we'll keep the middle seat empty for you if you pay $49. So they also try to sweeten the pot, like we'll let you deplane first. You won't have anybody sit next to you for $49. It's not going to be available on every single Frontier flight, and it's only offered in the first two rows, because that was my first question. Mm. Like, $49, let's just look at the money aspect of it. $49 is less than a ticket, than a butt in the seat. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to cost somebody more than $49 to sit there.
Right.
So if they're doing it for the whole plane, they're losing so much money.
Right. It doesn't make sense for Frontier to do that.
But in the first two rows... Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not as much of a money loss. I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
Do you fly Frontier?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you have to go on their website and choose your seat?
You can. I feel like in any, it depends on like your loyalty status and all this other stuff, but typically you can pick your seat for an additional cost. If you're a frequent flyer with the specific airline, they'll let you pick your seat for free.
Most of the time when I fly, and I fly maybe once a year at this point, I always fly Southwest for some reason. It's not because I'm loyal to them. It's just because...
You're typically going west, right?
I guess.
And that's where they fly. Southwest.
But we realized, Morgan and I, a couple of weeks ago, we realized, why am I always sitting in the middle seat? I'm always the guy in the middle seat.
Yeah, well, it's because people pay to either sit... by the window or sit in the aisle.
Well, we learned what I was doing wrong was I was checking in too late for Southwest.
Because
True. You're supposed to check in on the app or wherever it is. And I would always wait until the last second to do that. And then I was wondering, well, why am I in the middle seat? Well,
yeah.
It's because I was checking in too late. And I didn't know that. Like, I didn't realize that that's how they were boarding you on the Southwest plane, because they board by A, B, and C.
Right. Would you pay $49 to have an empty seat next to you?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No. No, I would not.
I think I would, to be completely honest with you. On Frontier, because I've flown Frontier a lot, and the seats are a little bit smaller, it's a little bit more tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I had it, I would pay $49 to have an empty seat next to me. Especially if it's a long flight.
Right. But also, you got to keep in mind that a lot of times now you're going to be flying with David, right?
Right. In that case,
so would you pay?
I'm paying the $49. Sit on the other side of the plane for all I care, David.
He's on his own.
Yeah.
You know what, David? You know where we're going.
He chews popcorn way too loud to sit right next to me on a plane. Seriously.
That would be funny. Couples who travel together, except they're going to the same city together, but they book their own travel separately.
Right.
Like they might not be flying on the same day. It might not be the same flight.
That would be David and I, 100%.
We're going to the same place. You get there how you're going to get there.
Right.
There is one statistic that I have seen this morning that jumped out at me that I want to get into. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
I'll just tell you the stat, and then we'll get into it coming up. 26% of men and 23% of women admit they look at their ex's social media every week.
Every week. Okay.
We'll get into that next.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Okay, so it's just one sentence that is kicking off this conversation. One statistic that I found. 26% of men and 23% of women admit they look at their ex's social media every week.
Every week is a bit much.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Every day would be a lot.
Every week
seems... to be allowed to.
At first, my initial reaction was that they're lying. I thought it should be higher. But when you said a week, I think that's where 26%, 23% might be right.
In your case, is any of that true?
I would say in the past 6 months, I've looked at my ex's social media account twice, three times.
Now, how did that come to be?
Because... because I saw them looking at my Instagram story.
Oh.
Right. So, you know, you can see who looked at your Instagram story.
Right.
And like, for example, the weekend that David and I got married. Posted a bunch of pictures, a bunch of videos, and I was looking through who looked at it, and I saw that my ex looked at it.
And so you went to their IG page
to
see what was up with them?
They're boring. They, like, don't do anything. And I'm like, okay, yeah, so I'm on a better life track anyways.
Did you DM them that?
No.
Just boring.
No, I haven't talked to them in, like, honestly, 10 years. But I'll tell you what I do more than check my ex's social media accounts. And I'm really telling on myself. I hope David's not listening.
David, we'll find something to do.
I look at David's ex's social media accounts.
Oh, that's an interesting, I'm writing that down. That's an interesting topic to get into.
I'm not going to lie. I do it. Not often. Still, I would say, like, if I had to ballpark it, it would be maybe like once a month. But I look at that too and I'm like, they're boring. So I'm like, why do I even do this? Because they're boring and I'm living such a better life.
And you have never met them in real life.
Never.
It's only because of their IG or their page. Okay. 216-474-0104. I don't know. Maybe we get into that. We'll see how this goes. Again, 26% of men and 23% of women admit they look at their ex's social media every week. I was thinking about mine on my Instagram.
Do you have any serious exes?
Not on my Instagram. There is no one that follows me on Instagram, and I don't follow anyone that is an ex of mine. Now, on Facebook, I am friends with, I think, two former girlfriends.
Okay.
Now, my wife is aware that I'm friends with them. They friend requested me. I did not friend request them. And I can tell you categorically that I do not look at their pages. In fact, I rarely look at my Facebook page, so
yeah.
I'm definitely not on theirs.
Look, I feel like curiosity is normal. I think you have to watch the thoughts. You know, it's like I'm not ever looking at my ex's page going, oh, I wish I would have ended up with him, you know? But I think it's normal. You spend a significant amount of time in a relationship with somebody. You know, they were a significant part of your life. It's normal to be curious about what they're doing.
216-474-0104. Will you admit to keeping tabs on an ex and checking their social media page? Or maybe you check your ex's ex.
Yeah, that's me. I do it. I look at her page.
Your call's next. Dua Lipa. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill. Let's see. Audrey is on the line. Audrey from Macedonia. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you someone who is still keeping tabs on an ex?
Yeah, I do. I still keep tabs on my ex.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're still friends on Insta, so it's not, I don't know, it's so, it's just something that's been a part of my life. Maybe I should have unfriended him years ago. I just haven't.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, as soon as I always was the one that got broken up with, it would be an immediate unfollow for me.
But you are friends with him on IG, and you said years, so you've been exes for a while now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, he's married now, and he did, you know, so it's been a minute.
So he has really moved on.
Yeah.
How often do you look at his page?
I mean, not every day. Maybe a few times, I don't know, a week. Like, if a story pops up, you know what I mean? It catches my eye line.
Right. That's kind of a different thing, though. I mean, if you're still friends with him and he still pops up in your feed, that's one thing. But are you going out of your way to look at his page?
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I have, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a part of my routine. I can't stop.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I need to talk to someone about it.
So when you go to his page,
yeah,
is it just because he pops into your head at that instant, or are you looking for something specific?
Kinda. I mean, I'm curious what he's doing. You know, we were together for a minute, like 3 years, living together, all that. I actually thought we were serious, maybe heading towards an engagement or something, and didn't see the breakup at all. And he had told me that he'd met someone else, and it turns out that's the person he's married to now. So there's that.
Have you moved on?
Yeah, I mean, I have too. Like, I'm in a relationship, and I love my boyfriend. I think I'm happy. I just, I don't know. I'm here I am still kind of thinking about my ex, and I don't really know, like, when it'll stop. Maybe hopefully soon.
I think curiosity is normal, because you can't just pretend like this person wasn't a part of your life. And if you were in love with them, they were a big part of your life. I think it depends on what the thoughts are. If the thoughts are, I wonder what they're up to in life. I think that's harmless. I think a thought like, I wonder if I should reach out to him. I wonder if he's the one that got away. Those are the type of thoughts that I think cross the boundary.
Sure.
So do you want to admit to what thoughts you're having?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe something's still there, but obviously, like, I would never want to wreck a marriage. Like, that's my line for sure.
Well, that's so good.
Yeah.
You're fine with just being a lurker.
Yeah. You know, and I realize that grass is always greener. Like I'm sure it's tough to remember now, but that we had our own problems when we were dating. You know what I mean?
Right, right. You romanticize it, but there's a reason why you broke up in the first place.
Exactly. Short of, like, this other person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Audrey, for calling us.
And being honest about it. I love that.
Thank you.
Maybe Congress should look into banning Instagram so Audrey doesn't have to look at her ex's Instagram anymore.
That's fair.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill, Friday morning. I'm excited about this weekend. I really am. Yeah, what do you have planned for the weekend?
Nothing.
There's nothing again?
There are still so many boxes in my garage. I'm not going to have plans for the next 2 months.
Does that make you feel guilty to go out and have some fun on the weekend, knowing that you have this, it's like having constant chores at your house.
Yeah.
This thing that you have to do. You have to unpack the boxes and get your house in order.
Well, also, I'm very OCD about not having things done. I can't relax until things are done. So it's been fine because, like, my office, I've been able to get done. The living room is kind of done. But when I walk into that garage, my anxiety is through the roof.
Oh, you should just do what I do.
Ignore it?
Yeah, I keep the garage closed at all times. I never go in there.
Yeah.
Don't put the cars in there because there's no space because of all the junk. That's the way to do it.
What are you doing? It's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes, I'm very excited. Well, tonight is something that I have been wanting to do since the Lenten season has begun, is go to a fish fry. And
nice.
That's what we're doing tonight. Paula has a rare Friday night off, so we're going to Prosperity Social Club for a fish. I've heard good things. I've never been.
Sounds fun.
Good things about their fish fry. So that's tonight. Sunday, I'm not so sure for St. Patrick's Day because Paula does work on Sunday afternoon. So I'm going to have the boys with me. Now, she works in the afternoon, so I'm trying to get her to, like, I'm looking around to see who's doing kegs and eggs on Sunday morning. I'm like, hey, Flatiron opens up at 6.
Okay.
Gormley's opens up at 7.
All right.
And she's like, I don't know.
I would be Paula for sure.
That's something that I still love to do. I mean, when I was in college, it was my favorite. St. Patrick's Day was my favorite, to get up at 5 in the morning and to be in some bar somewhere. And I still want to do it. It's just not really practical to do it.
When you have 2 children, yes, right. I understand.
I don't know if my wife's up for it, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.